business, booze, and a behind-the-scenes look at being an entrepreneur. The Mind Your Business NKY podcast offers real interviews with NKY business owners. Hosted by Link NKY CEO Lacey Starling and business reporter Kenton Hornbeck. Honestly, you won't find a more entertaining business podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen on linknky.com.
Hello and welcome to Inside Link, a podcast that gives you an inside look at how the sauce is made here at Link NKY. My name is Megan Goth, and I'm the executive editor at Link. Today, Campbell County reporter Haley Parnell is joining me to talk about a story that she has been following since just after we launched in early 2022. Haley, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
So metal recycling plant River Metals Recycling and residents of Newport, where the plant is located, have been embroiled in a lawsuit for years about explosions that rattle homes and startle the community. Tell us a little bit about those explosions and the neighbors' experiences that led them to file a lawsuit in the first place.
Yeah, so from what I've been told, these are explosions that can physically be felt inside of their homes. Some residents have reported that cracked foundations, things being knocked off of their walls, being startled in the middle of the night, or I should say early morning, because that's when they start operating. But they're blasts that can be felt inside their homes. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're very disruptive for them, to say the least. So this has been going on since before the charges were filed in the court in January of 21. The city started monitoring, I believe, back in 2020. And then that prompted RMR to put up this sound wall. They call it the blue wall in 21. But the city and residents found that that had done absolutely nothing, unfortunately for RMR too, because they spent a lot of money on it. So because of those things and because of the sound monitoring, the city filed the charges in January of 21.
Got it. So what is River Metals Recycling's take on the whole thing?
I believe they haven't, you know, directly spoken with me throughout this whole process. So this has mostly been through courts and through a release that they've sent out after the charges. Well, they technically haven't been dropped, but since this whole thing has gone forward, this agreement has been signed to work toward dropping those charges. This term grandfathered in keeps coming up because they've been there for generations. And the city and residents have said multiple times that this isn't the whole point of this misdemeanor isn't to shut the business down. They don't want to see the business leave Newport. It's just to get them to kind of coexist with the neighbors. So I think that's kind of what everyone is looking for. No one's looking to close RMR. No one hopes to see them go. Obviously, RMR, I'm sure, doesn't want to leave. It's just more so finding some kind of middle ground to kind of coexist with one another.
Right. So what is the agreement that was signed by both parties in February?
Yeah, so last month, January 21 was when the misdemeanor was filed in the district court, Campbell County District Court, with Judge Blau. And that had gotten to the point where March 5th of 24, it was supposed to go to a bench trial. But ahead of that bench trial, Newport attorneys and RMR attorneys had been kind of working behind the scenes to come up with some sort of agreement so that they wouldn't have to go to this bench trial. And the city has kind of told me that I think it would have been like a maximum $10,000 for each violation, and the money wouldn't have even gone to the city. So it would have been a loss for them term because RMR, if they had to settle, things kind of just go back to the way they were before the misdemeanor and the charges. And throughout this whole process, RMR had purchased a property over in Cincinnati, which is also a recycling facility, and I believe it's much larger, and it was just going to work better for them. I believe it's in a zone that's, you know, not mixed with residents and things like that. Mm-hmm. So behind the scenes, you know, residents didn't know this, the public didn't know this, but the attorneys were working on an agreement that would basically move the shredding operation from Newport to Cincinnati. And the shredder is what, you know, as the cars and things go through the shredder, it said that, you know, things like propane tanks get stuck inside of them or mist, and then that's what causes the explosion is from the shredding operation. So by moving the shredding operations to Cincinnati, you know, the city believes that this is what's going to drastically, you know, make changes in the lives of the residents because it will minimize the explosion level. So that's going to be about a 12-month long period that the city has said that they're hopeful that it will be before then. And then they've also kind of said that it's going to be kind of unrealistic for RMR to basically set up shredding operations in Cincinnati and then come back to Newport and run their shredder there, because one, they're going to have less employees. I think they said 15 will remain in Newport, but they'll have about 100 in Cincinnati. And it's just not cost effective to start the shredder back up. But in the agreement, there is terms where RMR can come back to Newport within a certain, it's a couple hours within a month, and they can't come back so many times within the year mark. And it's, you know, complicated so that they can't just come back and run their shredding operations as they are now.
Right.
They also have to install a fire rover, which will help, you know, if there's an explosion that causes a fire, it'll help with that. They do not have to install pre-shredder at Newport, though, which is kind of, that's been talked about back in August when there was some kind of agreement on the horizon that people thought it was announced that they were going to be installing a fire rover and a pre-shredder, and the pre-shredder will be installed in the Cincinnati site, which helps eliminate explosions. But they don't have to do that in Newport, and that is one thing that the residents have taken up some concern with, because if they do come back to Newport to run their shredding operation for XYZ amount of time, you know, the pre-shredder not being there, there could still be explosions that are caused from the shredding process.
Mm-hmm. And as a result of, you know, this whole thing and your reporting on it, hasn't there been some legislation to address noise?
Yeah, basically just the not necessarily metal recycling facilities, but just recycling facilities in general can operate. So there were two bills, both proposed by Rachel Roberts, who is a representative out of Newport. One of them has kind of picked up steam a little bit more than the other, but yes, basically they are going, I think they're still in the committee on committee, so they haven't even been assigned yet. But the idea is to kind of get some legislation in there to kind of work on some of these complaints that the residents have dealt with, you know, years and years and years.
Right. Okay. Awesome. So one of the things we like in journalism is to have exclusive stories, or to be able to get stories when other local media outlets cannot get them. We've pretty much had this story exclusively in the Cincinnati media market. Tell us how you developed relationships with these sources to sort of make it so that they were so loyal to you that they just wanted to tell their story through Link.
Yeah, so I remember, I worked with Annette Kitchen mostly throughout this. She's been awesome. She's the chair of the RMR kind of citizens group. She also is obviously a Newport resident, just found the case randomly in CourtNet and was kind of like, what is this? This is interesting. And I had heard, you know, rumblings of some complaints regarding RMR, but I didn't know, you know, too in-depth the weeds of the case and situation. And just, you know, went to the hearing or whatever it was back in, I believe, March or April of last year. So we're hitting about the year mark to this. Met Annette. You know, kind of gave her my contact information and was like, let's, you know, stay in touch on this. And I believe, you know, we had multiple coffee meetings. I started a texting relationship with her so I could text her and tell her, you know, if something happens, text me. I started meeting other residents who were involved, especially in the Clifton Neighborhood Association, which is on the west side of Newport, which is where RMR is located. And I started attending, you know, any kind of meeting that they had. They have neighborhood group meetings. They had meetings with the Northern Kentucky Sierra Club and just making sure that I was present there and they could see my face. I followed other storylines that they were interested in. There's soil testing and air quality testing involved in this. So I made sure to attend meetings where they were talking about that and not just focus on the court case and kind of hear them out on other concerns that they were having with RMR. And obviously show up to every single court hearing that there was, which there was usually at least once a month since March or April of last year when I was there. And, you know, just talking to them at every single court hearing that I saw them at, taking phone calls with people and just knowing, letting them know that I was available at any time and, you know, that I was going to be following this story. I wasn't just going to show up and leave, just letting them know that I'm here.
Right. Which so sounds like it was very deserved loyalty. Anything else that I didn't bring up that you want to make sure we mention before we hang up?
I mean, I just kind of briefly touched on it, but there is air quality and soil testing that are going on as a part of this. So even though there was some sort of settlement per se for the misdemeanor for the noise aspect of this, obviously you mentioned the legislation that's still ongoing, and then there was soil testing done in kind of collaboration with NKU and NKU class, and I believe that is still ongoing. And then air quality sensors have just been put up around, I think it's like 11 to 14 different sites in Newport around RMR to begin air quality testing. And that is in conjunction with the federal EPA through Atlanta. So Division 4 through Atlanta. So they've gotten other people involved in other aspects of this too. It's not just about noise.
So the story's far from over.
It's far from over, yes. Even the noise aspect seems far from over.
Well, we will stay on this story. So make sure you guys tune in to LinkNKY.com for any further developments there. That'll do it for this episode of Inside Link. Have a great week.